Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Our friend Chip Carey, the TV voice of the Cardinals, joins us now on 101 ESPN. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, I want to start with this. What a thrill it must have been for you in Oakland last week with your son broadcasting for the A's. You're doing the Cardinals, and I saw a lot of the social media, the photos, and the interviews, and what a thrill. What was your biggest takeaway from that week?
Well, it's fun to pass the torch finally, you know, and I've got one off the payroll, so that was great. But I'm really proud of him. Chris is a super kid and a really, really talented young man. And you know how it is when your child leaves the nest and spreads their wings and they start to soar and do things on their own. It's really, really rewarding. You know, the way he was raised by me and my wife, couldn't be prouder of him. And his brother's in Double A doing games by himself, which is great for his professional growth. And he's going to hopefully get a chance in the not too distant future as well. So we're really blessed beyond belief, really, really proud of him and happy for him. And the fact that we won the series over his Oakland A's was just a little bit of icing on the cake.
Chip, it was just such an awesome moment to see. So how does that work? You know, being the father and I'm sure also mentoring him as well. Does he send you clips of himself or do you kind of poke in and say, hey, maybe I would have done this or that? How does this work of balancing the dad and maybe even the mentoring role with him?
Well, that's the hard part, Brooke. You know, this is a personality driven business. Dad has to leave him alone and let him figure it out on his own. If he asks me for something, I'll offer advice, but you know, it's kind of like doing that with your partner. You know, you don't really want to give advice where it may not be wanted because it usually doesn't end very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really important for him to figure it out on his own. He's been around it enough to know where the boundaries are. So that part of it's pretty easy. It's just like anything else. He's a new guy in a new place, trying to find his way personally and professionally and how he fits in and what his role is going to be. And I think he's done a really, really good job of doing that without Dad's input.
Hey, Chip, one of the old axioms in baseball is you never look energized when you're not hitting. And the Cardinals don't look energized right now. I think we can all agree with that. I don't know if that's because they aren't hitting or if they aren't hitting because they aren't energized. But you're down in the clubhouse, and everybody talks about this clubhouse being energized. Can you give us your read?
Yeah, I don't think it's a lack of energy. I think it's just a lack of production when it matters most. And I think it's a chicken and egg question. Would you rather not have any opportunities to hit with runners in scoring position and not score, or would you rather have the opportunities but be frustrated that you can't get that big hit consistently? And I think that's really where we are. There's no qualms with how the Cardinals are getting on base. There's no qualms with the chances they have to score. They just haven't gotten many big hits. And it's incredibly frustrating from that standpoint because they've wasted such good pitching. They've wasted such good defense here in the first 3 weeks. But I think we all have to believe that Gorman's going to be better, that goalie's going to be better, that Arenado's going to be better, that Jordan Walker's going to be better. And if they are, then I think all of this will be by the wayside. If they're not, there's nothing the manager can do. I think Ollie has, he did yesterday. We made a roster move. He shuffled the lineup. They had some chances early in the game and didn't get the big hit. The pitching and defense has been great. I think Ollie has handled his bullpen spectacularly well, which is a lot better. But if you don't hit and you don't hit when it counts, it doesn't matter what the manager can do. And ultimately, that's what's got to change.
And as Rainey mentioned, of course, you are around this clubhouse and you're around Ollie Marmol. What is the feeling amongst the group right now that you're gathering from them?
I think they're pleased where they are, considering the fact that they haven't really hit it all with runners in scoring position. I mean, this could be a lot worse. Yes, the record is the same, I think, at this point in 24 as it was in 23, but this is a completely different team. They've been in every game virtually, except maybe one or two out of the West Coast. There's hope that these guys will regress back to the mean, or progress, I should say, back to the mean. They have to. And I think you have to have faith that that's going to happen. It's not for lack of effort. It's not for lack of work. It's not for lack of understanding of the game situation. For whatever reason, it just isn't clicking right now. And until it does, we may have more fits and starts offensively than we'd like.
Hey, Chip, when the Cardinals signed Sonny Gray and throughout the offseason, I said, look, he's a nice pitcher, but he's never been considered one of the best in baseball. Right now, heck, the way he's pitched for the Cardinals, he's got to be considered one of the best in baseball.
I would think so. I mean, 23 strikeouts and one walk and three starts, that's a pretty good ratio, wouldn't you say? I know that when Sonny pitched against the Cardinals last year with the Twins, I walked down to Oliver's office the next day for our daily meeting, and I said, so that's what a top of the rotation guy looks like. And he shook his head and said, exactly right. He's been everything the Cardinals would hope. He's brought intensity. He's brought accountability. Obviously, he's brought stuff with Lance Lynn and Kyle Gibson. These are veteran guys that know how to pitch. And I think that we're going to see the rewards of having Sonny Gray wear a Cardinal uniform, not just on the mound, but in the clubhouse and in future generations of Cardinals pitchers. I've used the John Lester analogy before. They signed John Lester with the Cubs a couple of years before they won the World Series, I believe. And once he left, his fingerprints were still all over that organization. And I think we all hope that'll be the case with Sonny too here.
A couple of other things. Number one, I wondered what the Brewers would look like without Craig Counsell, and Pat Murphy have been his longtime bench coach, but they don't look like they've, even though they got rid of Corbin Burns and they don't have Woodruff, they look like they haven't skipped a beat. They look great, don't they?
They're a very, very exciting team. You know, they're young, they're talented, they put the ball in play, they can really pitch. The only red flag I would have would be is this: they have to use their bullpen an awful lot. And they are talented, they're a very talented group, and Murphy did an excellent job of that. But entering the series, their bullpen had pitched only 9 fewer innings than their starters after 3 weeks of the season. I don't know if that's sustainable. Maybe it will be, and if it is, tip of the cap to them. But they're playing great on the road. They win close games. They win in the daytime, and they have a bullpen that if they get the lead, they hold the lead. They don't have many, if any, blown lead losses. So, hey, tip your cap to them. They came to town. They won the first 3 games. We'll try to get revenge against them in a couple weeks when we go up there.
And finally, Chip, when you look at this series against the National League champion Diamondbacks, they can pitch, and the Cardinals are going to have to go pitch for pitch. We talk about having a stopper, somebody who stops a losing streak, and Lance Lynn is very capable of that tonight.
Very much so. But ultimately, you can't win if you don't get run support, right? And that's, I think, what the Cardinals have to do. If they get opportunities to jump in front and score 4 runs, they usually win the game. But getting to 4 has been a real problem. And it would be really, really nice to not have a nail biter, right? I mean, just a pressure release kind of game, you know. Get 7 runs, go up 7-1, 7-2, something like that, just to get some momentum and take some pressure off the bullpen and everybody else in that room, I think would do a world of good for the group. And hopefully that'll be the case tonight against, as you said, a really good Arizona team too.
Chip Carey, good to hear your voice. Thanks so much, sir. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
I look forward to it. Enjoy. See you soon. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
That is Chip Carey. He's the TV voice of the Cardinals, joining us on the opening drive.